So in your list of ideal roles to play, where does gun-wielding renegade angel rank?
Pretty high.
Yeah.
Pretty high. I have sort of split personalities like that. You know, if I'm... I like going and making small, you know, heartfelt art house movies. And then while I'm making them, I'm thinking, I really should be killing some vampires and running around, you know, firing some guns. And then I make a movie like Legion or Priest, which I made afterwards, which is another action movie. And I'm on Priest thinking, I really should go and make a heartfelt little movie, you know.
Maybe at some point you could combine them and have, like, Charles Darwin killing vampires.
Well, if you think about it, how much... Perhaps Charles Darwin's ideas would have been accepted more broadly if he had been carrying an AK-47 Kalashnikov assault rifle.
I would have paid more attention, yeah. I wouldn't be a creationist.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, were there times when you're on the set of this when you're thinking, this is the most preposterous thing I've ever done?
Oh, yeah, but you often feel that, whether you're running around, you know, shooting at zombies, or whether you're standing in a shower in front of 30 people playing Charles Darwin, you know, it's pretty preposterous. It's a pretty weird way to earn a living.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, what did you do today? I showered in front of 30 people.
And he doesn't ask any questions after that.
It's all preposterous. No, because he's humiliated. That's what my dad does? Jesus.
Can't go to school the next day. And
yeah, why can't you work in a bank? No, it's all pretty preposterous. And, you know, you make movies for different reasons. I obviously, you know, made Darwin because I'm a big Darwinist. And I made this movie because I wanted to see popcorn go up in the air in the movie theater. You want people to be watching it and go, oh! And see popcorn fly, you know.
Yeah.
That's all. It's fun.
Talk a little bit about Priest.
Yeah.
What can we look forward to in terms of its vampires, its vision of...
You can look forward to a couple of things. We made it with exactly... It's the same director.
Yeah.
And made it in with exactly the same spirit, but we made it for 3 times the budget. And that was great, great fun. Our vampires are incredibly different. Scott, you know, was talking to me about it initially, and I said, what are vampires going to look like? And he said, oh, wait. Just wait, they're going to be different. Well, different can they be? And they're really awesome looking. I mean, the artwork is extraordinary.
Awesome, like Robert Pattinson awesome?
We can only hope to achieve something that awesome.
Yeah. It's hard to recreate that in a computer.
It's hard to recreate that sort of thing in a computer. It's a very... It's a lot less human.
Oh, okay. Are you looking at Priest as a franchise for you? Do you even think in that?
Well, you have to, because they do a deal. The studio obviously does a deal with it, because they don't want you to make a massive success and then have to pay you a lot of money if they make 2 and 3. So you have an obligation to make 2 and 3, but they don't have an obligation to pick up your contract. That's the way it works.
So we can look forward to 8 more Priest movies.
Well, you'll have to tell everybody to go and see the movie in order for the big receipts to come in, that then they'll allow us to make more.
I'll just have them send money to you directly.
That works as well. Thank you.